greetings. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. They huddled inside the storm door, two children in ragged clothes. Any old papers, lady? I was busy. I wanted to say no, until I looked down at their feet. Thin little sandals. Come in. I'll make you a cup of hot cocoa, I said. There was no conversation. Their soggy sandals left marks on the floor. Cocoa and toast with jam to fortify against the chill outside. I went back to the kitchen and started again on my household work. The silence in the front room struck me. I looked in. The girl held her empty cup in her hands, looking at it. The boy asked in a flat voice, "Lady, are you rich?" "Am I rich? Mercy, no." I looked at my shabby things. The girl put her cup back in the saucer carefully. "Your cups match your saucers," she said. Her voice was old, a hunger in it that came not from the stomach. They left then, holding their bundles of papers against the wind. They hadn't said thank you. They didn't need to. They had said more than that. Plain pottery cups and saucers, but they matched. I tested the gravy and stirred it. Potatoes, brown gravy, a roof over our heads. My husband had a job. These things matched, too. I moved the chairs back from the fire and fixed the room. The muddy prints on the floor, I left them there. I wanted them in case I ever forgot how rich I am. According to Dr. Luke. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. A time came when the Lord Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men that were lepers came toward him. They stood afar off, crying aloud, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." He met them with the words, "Go and show yourselves to the priests," and thereupon, as they went, they were made clean. One of them, finding that he was cured, came back, praising God aloud, and threw himself at Jesus' feet with his face to the ground to thank him. And this was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Were not all 10 made clean? And the other 9, where are they? No one has come back to give God the praise except a stranger." And he said to him, "Arise and go on thy way. Thy faith has brought thee recovery." Count up what God has done for us, we should thank Him every day, often during the day. Have you ever thanked Him for dying for you and received His great salvation? And then your life should be filled with thanksgiving.